Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. I got a first world
problem. All right, Kid Nation, we want to hear that first world problem you have for us at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-DEACON. There it is.
Sorry.
Frog in the throat.
Oh, frog in the throat. Ribbit. Now, I know you feel bad complaining, but we feel good laughing at your first world problem. So, there's that. It balances out, Kid Nation.
Mm-hmm.
Got one here from the text. Hey, guys, when I try to take a picture of my weight, the weight of my phone makes the scale go up a little bit. Hashtag first world problems. Yeah, I mean, you want the most accurate, but you,
it's every one of those. Ounce counts.
You got to let your friends know, hey, take off a couple because of the phone, please.
Oh, my God.
If you can, thank you.
Oh, man.
Also from the text, I turned off our Wi-Fi for a brief moment to get our son off of Fortnite. My daughter came out of the room screaming and telling me that she could not turn off her bedroom lights and needed her app on her phone and that I needed to turn the Wi-Fi back on.
Wow.
I had to remind her that we have light switches at our house.
Right?
Hashtag first world problems right. From Laura right
for
there.
Real.
That little thing right there by the door, that little thing.
Mom, I can't turn off the lights.
That's a switch.
The switch, girl.
Switch panic. Works.
All that effort. She could have just walked to the switch. Got an Apple Watch for Christmas.
Good.
Congratulations. Now I truly dread when someone calls me because my phone, my iPad, and my watch ring until answered or ignored, and it's way overwhelming. Hashtag first world problems. I'll add on to that. Because I got the Apple Watch,
mm-hmm.
Now I don't have the excuse of, oh, I'm sorry, the phone was in the other room, I missed your call. Because my wife is now caught on to the fact that my wrist vibrates every time. And she goes, no, you were playing Fortnite. And that is the truth. Anybody got the Apple Watch in here?
No.
Am I the only one still?
I bought one for a friend for Christmas. I think a couple of Christmases ago, but I don't have one.
You know the only thing that drives me crazy with people with them? I've been thinking about getting one, but then I see and you look at it all the time when you get those notifications. So to me, when you look at it or we're having lunch or we're talking, I'll be talking to a friend, she'll look down at her watch and I keep thinking, are you late? Are you late to be somewhere?
Nope.
Or do you have something important going on? It's just an Instagram notification, you know, like someone left a comment.
Oh my.
I like
so
it.
Everything's showing up.
I get all my news on my wrist. Everything going on.
She's like, no, I just got a DM. I'm like, okay.
Do you find yourself talking to your watch?
I can tell Siri to do stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, hey,
voice
Siri, text
on it?
Yeah, I can say, hey, Siri, text Big Al. I'll be late. Boom.
But you can do phone calls.
No, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Did it go
through? No, stop. Yeah. No, I stopped her.
Okay.
I mean, it would have been cool if I did anyway.
Yeah.
Will you text me something?
Hey, Siri, text Jenna. Her boyfriend is super cool.
Okay. I'll send this.
All right. Yeah, send it.
You cool. Still have to touch it?
No. I can touch it if I want to say don't send.
She shows it to you before she sends it.
Uh-huh. She shows it.
I haven't gotten it yet.
Yeah? Well, it's there. Send it!
You need to say hey,
so
Siri,
this doesn't work
it.
That well?
Hey, Siri, send it!
I'll send your message.
All right.
Oh, man.
Is it there yet?
Nope. There it is.
Ah, there it is.
Got it.
Wow, that was easy.
Yeah.
Normally it just sends it when I say send the message. You might get it twice.
Oh, it says her boyfriend is super cool. I didn't even say it right.
Oh, yeah. I should have said it the right way.
Yeah.
Because I said, hey, tell her boy. Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
You know what it is. Hi, Alicia.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. We're doing some first world problems here. You have one for us?
Yeah. I can't believe I'm talking to you guys first, but there's this new girl at work, and she literally does, like, every job that I go to do, and then gets mad when I guess you could say, beat her to doing that job. She gets so mad.
Oh.
So I basically go to work, and I get paid for doing, I wouldn't say nothing, but my job got easier, I guess.
Because another girl's doing all the jobs for you.
Good deal.
All
right. Good deal.
Hey, you keep enjoying that.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's easy. Did my voice just crack?
Yeah, I think so. Are you okay?
No, I think it's the pepper still in there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Puberty.
Late puberty.
Hi, Tyler.
Hey, guys.
Hey, man.
What's up, buddy? So you have some good news but bad news, huh?
Yeah, my first real problem is my company decided to hire me into a brand new job. Better hours, better pay, but every article of clothing I own is covered in grease and oil, so now I got to go out and buy a whole new wardrobe because I have to be around a bunch of corporate execs and the vice president and have meetings.
Whoa, Tyler!
Fancy.
So you are now a suit.
Yep.
I'm trying to be.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Awesome, man.
What were you doing on your other job getting all greasy?
Refueling boats and changing oil and stuff. Just basically oil, diesel, and anything dirty and nasty.
So you started at the bottom, now we're here.
Yeah.
Yep.
Congrats, man. That's cool.
Yeah.
But you gotta get dirty
too.
Yeah. And you get more respect from the employees in the company too when it's that kind of hire.
Yeah.
Hi, Megan.
Hey.
Hello. What's your first world problem?
So we have work to cut down our debt, and so we canceled our cable. And so I can no longer watch The Bachelor after watching the first episode. And it's haunting me.
Because you cut the cord, so you can't watch The Bachelor.
Yeah, but it's on Hulu.
But that's another, like, $8. That could go towards debt, but you're right. This is $8, right?
Yeah, it's
$6,
actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's $6 and it's on Hulu.
But you have to watch it the next day, right?
Yeah, you gotta
wait.
You
can't watch anything in real time with Hulu, is that right?
Yeah, but it's on the next day. That's how some of my friends watch it.
Are your friends catching you up? Are your friends catching you up on what's going on?
I block them. I stay away.
Oh, okay.
You want spoiled.
You do want to watch it.
Oh, no, I can't get spoiled. No.
Yeah. Cutting the cord, though, I'm this close.
Yeah, I think I am, too.
I'm this close. I'm just going to do Netflix and Hulu.
You know the only thing keeping me from cutting the cord?
What?
Having to call and wait on hold to talk to him for so long.
They do that on purpose, of course.
Yeah, but every time you call, the...
Your wait time is 4 hours and 12 minutes. And then they say they'll call you back, but I don't believe it.
They do.
So I just stay on the phone.
And then I'm never available.
They will, but I never answer my phone, so it's always, it's a lose-lose.
Is that considered an errand?
I would say so.
That's
yeah, because you're doing
right?
something, yeah.
Having to make those calls, that's an errand.
You're working from home, but you're doing an errand from home. Yeah, I'd say it is. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Welcome to First World Problems. What's going on with you?
Okay, you guys. I don't even know. So, basically, my company, my mom wanted to have lunch with me on Monday because she works at a bank. So she had the day off.
Uh-huh.
And I had to have her come meet me and pick me up instead of meeting her somewhere because I ordered gas and I couldn't move my car from the parking lot until they came and put gas in my car.
There's gas delivery?
What? They do that? Those little trucks that'll come in and fill you up.
Turn the music off.
I've seen one of these, but now I'm putting it together. They come over. What's this service?
You can valet your gas.
Yeah.
Basically, yeah, it's an app that's, ours is called Booster, and so basically I order it from my phone, and I little pinpoint drop where I parked in the parking spot that I parked in, and then later that day they'll come. If you order it, like, in the morning, it's free delivery. If you order it later and you want to expedite it, it's just a little bit more. But then you can also pay for more for them to clean your windshields, put air in your tires.
What? Wow.
Replacement windshield wipers.
This is cool.
What's the name of the app?
It's called Booster, but you have to have, like, your company has to use it. So you guys.
Oh, okay.
But
never heard of that. That's awesome.
You should get on that.
That's really interesting. Wow.
Your first word problem turned into our delight.
Yeah.
We love that.
Man, how about that? If I don't have to go to the gas station after work anymore,
dude,
that'd be awesome.
Wow.
That's pretty cool. Thank you, Michelle. Sorry, your mom had to pick you up, though.
I've got like
three miles. Yeah, I forgot
what
her
mom had to pick her up.
I'm 3 miles to empty right now.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi.
Hello. So, your first world problem includes a New Year's resolution, I'm guessing?
Yes. Me and my sister decided to get healthy and start working out. And I've had a Galaxy smartwatch for about 2 years now, so I got her to get one. And we decided to enter into a challenge on the Samsung Health app. So we did a step challenge. However, she runs with her dog. I do it on a treadmill. But you know how you have to hold onto the bars?
Yeah.
So when you're holding onto the bars, your arms don't move. So now she's beat me in our challenge, and I have to take her to dinner because I'm on a treadmill.
Oh.
And my watch won't record my steps.
Oh, no. You know what I've seen some people doing to hack this, Jennifer? What? They put it on their shoe. on the where the laces are.
Yes.
So at least it captures the movement. That way, you don't get gypped when it comes to your steps.
Next time, you got this.
Okay, so we're gonna have to do another challenge next week then.
Yeah. Oh, that sucks, man. You lost one because of the treadmill.
Right. I'm gonna put it on somebody else's.
Yeah. Or Jennifer, if you do have a dog, put it on the collar.
I don't have a dog, so that's why I go to the gym.
And that steps just happens to be the dog.
It depends on the dog. Wheezy.
Yeah, lazy.
Not
dog.
Active.
Lazy dog.
Yeah, you might lose. Yeah. Well, we got to catch up with our boy Greg. He called last week. What's up, Greg?
Okay, guys. So mine was a follow up from Petty Monday when my son was being a jerk when I was helping him make his breakfast. So I punched his bananas and mushed them all up. And he didn't find out till later the next day when he went to eat lunch at school.
Yes.
But, he kind of put two and two together because apparently he's smarter than I am and smarter than I think he is. He started going to all my water bottles whenever I'm not paying attention. He'll poke them with a needle or he'll poke them with a scissors and cut them where every time I turn a water bottle up, it just pours all over me. And he did it to my body wash, too.
Oh, well played, young man.
Awesome. Where is it going to end?
Hashtag sun goals.
Where is it going
to
end?
I got to step up my game now because I got to figure out something to get him back. So
that's the thing. It never ends.
Oh, this is great.
Yeah. On his wedding day, on your son's wedding day, you'll still be one up.
Oh, of course. This will be.
I'm going to get him on his wedding day. He's going to regret it.
Yeah, this is a lifetime battle now.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, this is a relationship now. I mean, he can't get out of it.
Yep. Once the prank war starts.
Get some scissors and cut the crotch out of his gym shorts or something.
Oh, now. Don't give him those ideas.
Oh, that's pretty good.
I like that idea.
Yeah. Greg, we expect a report next week and see what you came up with.
Yeah, then he's going to have to buy more.
Yeah, the Greg's got to spend money. Hey, Greg.
I'll make you proud, Papa.
All right, buddy. Thank you, Greg. We'll catch up with you next week. And thank you, Kid Nation, for all your first world problems. We'll do it again next week if we didn't get to you this week. We'll try to get to you next week. We got some good ones today. But coming up next, we're going to throw it back.
Throwback Thursday?
It's a throwback Thursday. I believe this was from 6 years ago when Kid Craddock tried to cook with some hot peppers. You know, this is stemming from Justin and I trying that hot pepper challenge yesterday with the chip.
Right.
So we decided to give you the one time Kid cooked with the hottest peppers. And what went wrong? If you forgot, we'll remind you next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hey there, Kid Nation. We're about to get to our Throwback Thursday for today, but first we need to catch up with the two members of the show that took part in one of the worst challenges we've ever done. It was a triple dog dare given to Justin. It was a potato chip given to Jenna by her boyfriend.
Yes, it was the hottest chip in the world.
Carolina
Reaper.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Man, Carolina.
It's one chip in this little container.
It comes with a glove.
Yeah, it comes with a little plastic glove.
Yeah, I mean, this thing is no joke. I guess the people that put the chip together and put all the ingredients together, they need to wear hazmat suits.
They do.
It's in your lungs.
It can get in your lungs. It could be really bad.
I washed my hands and got a little bit on my lips. My lips burned all day.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, and it's one of those where you don't know how bad it's going to be unless you try it. So we triple dog dared Justin to do it.
Oh, it was hot and spicy. Hottest thing I've ever put in my mouth.
You took a big bite.
More than half the chip,
you
man.
You did. I'd say it was 2/3.
And I think the pain in the mouth on the tongue lasted probably about 10 minutes. It wasn't until we got that sugar bag trick where you just hold the sugar on top of the tongue for a little minute, let it soak up all the hot oils.
Yeah.
That's what really worked.
That worked.
But what hurt the most was the 4 hour of pain of getting through the digestive system. Because my stomach was in knots, hurting. I had nothing in my body. I'm on Whole 30 right now, so it was all clean and nice. So that wasn't ready for it.
I think that's what made it worse. Justin and I had not eaten breakfast yet, so it went into an empty stomach.
Yeah.
And that's as much as I want to say I was a man about it and no big deal, I started looking up what an ulcer feels like. That there was a point, and it hit me. I don't know if this happened to you as well, Justin, because I was fine at work for a little bit. Yeah. You know, it hit, and then I was fine. I was okay. And then I went home, and I went to the gym, and I left. Because my stomach felt like it was just cramping up.
Oh.
I went home and I laid on my bed. I got this just awful stomach ache.
All of this from a chip. From not even a whole chip.
I took a bite of it. I didn't even take the whole chip. Neither did Justin. Did you have any of that later on in the day?
No, not late. The cramping for 4 hours at the beginning, and then...
Then you were fine, or did you guys pass it?
I passed it. I passed it. And it was hot. Like sitting on a hot Cheeto.
Really?
Hot,
are you being honest?
Yeah. So,
you swear?
Yeah. Oh, like yeah. You knew? It stung.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my.
It wasn't fun.
I didn't have that experience.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
The stinging.
Maybe you
have.
Yeah, it's like something. Maybe everybody's body is different, so maybe. Because
mine was just, I had that awful stomach ache, but then that was it. And this morning I feel okay.
You didn't have as big of a bite.
No, I didn't. I had half of what Justin had.
Hey, I mean, you can do it. The pain will go away for sure, but you're gonna be hating it for a while.
I'm proud of y'all. That was really great entertainment.
Thank you. It was very fun. I had a blast doing
Justin,
it.
Justin, I had so many comments on the videos of y'all.
Yeah, our video. Yeah.
Friends of mine and strangers that loved it.
That's hot.
There was a lot of response to that. And, and you know what? A lot of laughter came from it. And so because of that, I'm glad I did it.
Yeah. Me too.
You know?
Glad me too. I'm glad y'all did it.
Brought some laughter to some people.
Yeah, I'm glad y'all did it.
Yeah. We triple dog dared Al to join us in this excursion, but he decided not to take part. Which, you know what? That was probably the smart choice.
Thank you.
Two of us did it.
Yeah, that's good. And you don't want to overkill.
Man, the saliva. Yeah, that was just
crazy
being generated.
Everything coming from your eyes and your nose.
Yeah.
Like every orifice was leaking.
Everything was leaking.
Oh, no.
You definitely don't want to eat this on a date because you can't make out. This is going to be too saliva-y.
And your lips are going to probably burn.
Your lips burning.
Burn there.
Everything hurts.
It's not going to be hot in a good way.
Right. There's that.
Man, it's just ridiculous. But go ahead and do it. If you're going to do it, videotape it and send it our way.
I love Justin in the video. He goes, everyone can do it. It just hurts.
It hurts a lot.
No but way.
Nothing a man can't handle.
A man?
No way.
In an hour, though, I will be back here at this microphone.
Oh, are you giving us a tease?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Oh, look at you.
I stumbled upon some parenting terms that parents created dealing with their children. So if you want to know what a Velcro baby is, stay tuned and find out what that means within the hour.
Oh.
I'm interested.
That's new to me.
Yeah, I'm interested, Justin.
You're welcome.
So is this like Urban Dictionary for parents?
Yeah, definitely.
We could be quizzed. See if we know anything, Kelly.
Okay.
We should be okay at that.
Okay.
But I don't know if we will be. All right, Justin, 1 hour from now.
All right, see y'all soon.
But we do have a Throwback Thursday for you. It's going to stay in the pepper territory because 6 years ago, our boy Kid Craddock, the man who started this show, who loved to cook.
He did.
Was in the kitchen, and he was cooking with some spicy peppers, and there was a pepper-on-pepper crime.
Pepper-on-pepper crime?
Yeah, pepper-on-pepper crime, Big Al. All right. Here is today's Throwback Thursday.
So I told you I went to the produce market, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I bought down there? A bunch of produce.
Cool.
Yeah.
Good place for it. Yeah.
Including, and JC, maybe you can enlighten me on this, because I have not been a fan of the poblano pepper in the past.
Oh,
that's the big pepper.
Yeah. You stuff those things.
Yeah, and I made them with ground beef, cream cheese.
Mm-hmm. You got to throw that in there. You got to.
I put a can of Rotel in there, and then maybe some onions and garlic, stuff like that. So I've got the filling.
Yeah.
And then you roast the peppers.
Okay.
But you have to cut them first and remove all the seeds from the pepper. It seemed like a very mild pepper to me. But I noticed like 5 minutes after I finished cutting them, and I put them in the oven to sweat them out to get the skin off, my nose started burning. Apparently, I had done this and
wiped
my nose, and there was a seed on my and my nose starts burning bad.
Right.
And I thought, man, don't touch anything when you're eating these peppers. And then I started to feel it down below.
Down below.
And I realized that in the midst of this marathon chopping session with the poblanos, I had to stop and go to the bathroom. And I didn't wash my hands before I went, but I did after I went. So, essentially what happened was...
Oh,
and I don't know if I can... There's a fire starting in my pants. One tiny pepper seed feels like a million ants. Chopping up poblano and nature called, you see. Better wash your hands first before you try to pee. I don't have a second verse.
Just repeat. Second verse, same as first. Could get better, but it's going to get worse.
Chopping up poblano, nature took all this thing.
Hey,
but right in the middle of cutting peppers, I had to pee.
Yeah.
Burn my pee. It's burning, feeling like sunburn peeling. It's got me screaming, I've got a fireball.
Oh, man. Hey, you
only got one ball?
What? Oh, bad choice of words.
It was bad. It was bad. I'm like, I've got a fireball.
Oh.
Deep inside my pants.
There you go. Right there.
Oh,
there you go.
Be careful what you touch when you're cutting poblano peppers, because the seeds are the depths of fiery hell on your junk.
John.
Oh, man, was that bad.
I'll just fell apart.
Oh, I mean, there's so many songs in my head. I'm like, my junk is on fire. And you just have to walk around and deal with it. So
there's nothing.
I Google it.
You're supposed to put it in.
Hang on, I Google it.
My junk is on fire.
I Googled, touch my skin with poblano pepper seeds.
It's horrible.
They said, soak the affected area in milk.
Yeah, dip the junk in milk.
I did this before.
And so I'm thinking, chat roulette. Webcam.
Yeah, you got to do it. No, you didn't.
There's no way I'm going to get a glass.
You
fill it with milk.
Oh, you need the cup, though.
As much pain as I was in, that was not good enough.
No, you do a bowl, and then you just kind of lay on it.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
Because that would be the minute that the Publishers Clearinghouse people break into my house with a big check, and they see me floating it in milk. And what kind of weirdo are you?
Oh, my gosh.
I'm like, hang on, guys. Oh. Oh.
I think you kind of exaggerated that splash. Right
yeah, here. I think it was more like a shot glass.
Remind me not to eat cereal when I go to your house.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Fresh off of that Throwback Thursday.
Yeah, man.
The infamous poblano pepper that wreaked havoc on Kid Craddock and his body. And he's not the only one.
Oh.
Because John.
Problem?
Yeah, John decided to give us a call and let us know what happened with him and a hot pepper. Hi, John.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Good morning, buddy. Going well, man. So you had a similar experience?
I did. I was cutting some fresh jalapenos for a sandwich and washed my hands and everything. And then a few hours later, I went to go take my contacts out. It was about the 10,000 cents. It made me cry. I'm not going to lie. It was rough. Very, very rough.
Even after washing your hands, the pepper...
Still on there.
Still on your fingers.
Pepper residue.
That's it. That's
the sad thing is, I didn't change the solution in my contacts, so I took them out, put them in there, and, it hurt, and didn't think about it. The next morning, I put them back in, and it again.
Oh, no.
Double burn.
Double jalapeno pepper. Oh, yeah, John, that sucks.
Parts, but it definitely hurt, man. My shot was hurting.
I can imagine.
I think I would rather take it on the privates than I would on the eyes when it comes to that heat.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Because at least we could do stuff to our body to make it not hurt as much. Thanks for sharing, John.
Lordy. Mm,
that's a public service announcement.
Really? Yeah. Careful when you're cooking. That's why you wear gloves.
Right.
Otherwise, you don't get it. So, my son yesterday asked my wife when he can have a new brother.
Oh, wow. Now, wait a minute. Kaysen is how old?
Kaysen's 7.
How's Chloe?
And Chloe's 5.
Okay.
And for some reason, he asked my wife, hey, when am I getting a new little brother? Because he wants a little boy to play with. And my wife, Kenzie, was like, why do you want a little brother? And he has bunk beds. Mm. He says, well, I have my bunk bed, and I want him to sleep up top.
Nobody's
so I have
there.
Somebody to sleep, because now Kaysen's sleeping in his bed. And so my wife said, well, I think Papa and I are done having kids. I think we're done. I think it's just going to be you and Chloe.
Yeah.
And he goes, all right, that's fine. You and Papa are done. So can you have... can you have a baby with your next husband? I'm in the other room. I just heard, can you have a baby with your next husband? And I walked in. I'm like, Kaysen.
Hello.
I'm right here. And he goes, I know. But Papa, Mommy's going to have a new husband soon, so might as well have a baby.
Yeah, sure.
So I think my son thinks that marriage is only a contract thing. And
or he thinks it's only temporary.
It's temporary.
For a few years.
Yeah. Because he full-on believes that my wife's going to go meet some other dude, and he's totally cool with it.
That was my understanding, anyway.
What?
A few years. Marriage is just a few years. Man, I wish I stayed married as long as my parents did. 50-something-bumbity years. I don't know how long it was. That's a beautiful thing, man.
Yeah, it is. I think I'll get there.
Yeah, you probably
Well,
will.
According to my son, probably not.
Oh, my gosh.
You have a baby with the next dude.
I love it. My favorite story. Well, one of my favorite. When Emma Kelly was young, I think she was in kindergarten, first grade, maybe. And she was in the back seat. And she said they were learning about, like, miss and, like, lad. They were learning, you know, like, names for boys and girls, whatever.
Yeah. Okay.
And she said, Mommy, right now I'm a miss. I said, yes. She said, when I get married, I'll be Mrs. I said, yes. Okay. She said, and when I get divorced, I'll be Ms.
We teach it all.
Yeah.
Let's teach it all.
Yeah. It's different nowadays. I mean, it's
so funny.
The things they learn at school, and I'm sure he learned some of that at school, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta be prepared.
I looked at Chloe, and I was like, Chloe, do you want a new daddy? And she goes, sometimes.
Well, you're being mean, daddy.
Yeah, well, when you gotta be a parent.
Yeah.
And be rough on them.
Right.
But hey, did you see the teenager that caused the crash on purpose?
Did you hear that story? In
Florida.
No. What happened?
So this teenager in Florida was driving. And she's a senior in Clearwater, which is actually kids' hometown out there.
Yeah.
And she caused a crash last month, and it actually saved someone's life because she was sitting at a light, and she noticed a woman next to her was slumped over, looking down at the car next to her. At first, she thought the woman was just texting the way she was looking, but then she realized when she was looking straight down that she was having a seizure.
Wow. Oh.
And then the lady's car started moving forward onto oncoming traffic. So she decided that it's either this lady's going to cause a huge accident or I'm just going to go ahead and get in the way.
Crash
the girl's
car.
Name, the teenager's name is Olivia. So Olivia put her car on drive, pulled out in front of this lady and slammed on her brakes so that the lady crashed into her car, stopping her from going onto oncoming traffic.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Quick thinking right there.
Yeah.
Isn't that something that you were trying to do, Al, with the speed chase?
There was a high-speed chase coming down my street, and I was watching it on TV. And it looked like it was going to come right past my old location, my old bar. And I was just, I had like 1 foot inside the restaurant watching TV, the live coverage, and my keys in my hand. I was going to run outside and put my truck in the way of the perpetrator's car so that he would hopefully run into it and stop the chase. Unfortunately, they went in a different direction.
No, fortunately, they went a different direction because that would have been bad for the police officers.
If the guy driving the car would have died, you would have been sued.
I would have been
there's so many things that could have gone wrong with
that. Or he dodges and the police officers don't see it because he was in front of them and they hit your car. See, the difference between you and Olivia is Olivia was just by herself and the car was going probably 2 miles an hour.
Like, this guy hit me yesterday, day before yesterday.
The hit and run, yeah.
The hit and run. When I got off the freeway, the guy hit me on the freeway and I exited. I motioned for him to exit, but follow me so we can exchange information. Oh. I exit. He doesn't. So for a split second, I'm like, I should go chase him.
You should.
I should go chase him and you know, hey, you hit my car.
If I were you.
Well, at least get the license plate.
Well, yeah, that's what I did. I followed the guy long enough to memorize the license plate. Then I pulled off and called cops.
And then, you know, the realistic side of me said, what are you going to do if you catch him? Like, what's
going to happen? You're not trying to catch him. You're just trying to remember the license plate.
That's all you need is the license plate. Then they can get the owner of the car and then boom.
Don't confront them ever.
Yeah.
Because now you're out, right? You're not going to be able to find this guy at all.
No, there's no way. And I know cars. I couldn't even tell you what kind of truck.
Al Chase? It's so funny.
Yeah, right?
You go like 20.
Al would lose a chase to a golf cart. You wouldn't be able to catch up to him.
Al would lose a chase to you walking.
I could chase.
Don't you want to call the city and see if they have surveillance at the lights and stuff?
No.
Oh, that's how deep I would drive.
You know, I got in a wreck once at an intersection, and they do have cameras. So I called, and the guy denied it. He said he didn't run a red light. And I was like, no way. There are no other witnesses. And I'm like, I can't believe, in front of the cop. I was like, I can't believe you're lying right now. You know, it kind of got to one of those.
Right.
Like, there's no way you're going to sit there and say that you didn't just pull through that red light. He's like, no, I think you did. I was like, and there were cameras up there, and they say the only way that they get those cameras is if someone's really injured in an accident.
Right. Did you then go, my neck?
Yeah, it was like, my neck.
Because everybody would be calling, you know.
Yeah, apparently it's only if there's a real injury in a lawsuit of some sort. I don't know. That's what they told me.
You would think they could tell by the way the car's hit who was at fault.
That's why they have the investigators.
That one, the cop couldn't tell?
It was one of those, like, I was, it's a stupid story. It hit the front of my car, so they didn't care that much.
Did the guy try to get your number, though? You've heard of those love stories that start that way.
car accident?
A lot. I don't love a liar. Out of the gate, you're lying. I don't like where this is going.
Hey, baby.
You lied about hitting my fender. You're,
you're in the light, but can I get your number? Can I have it?
Get out of here.
Since you hit me, now it's time for me to hit on you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Never going to hit it.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Looks like we're going to be learning a little bit right now.
Really?
Yeah, Big Al.
It's going to learn on. Okay.
And this is compliments of part-time Justin, who's going to be trying to teach us.
You know what? You can learn from anyone, JC.
Yeah.
No matter who they are, where they're from, what they do.
Oh, well, you're right about that.
As long as you love me.
Thank you,
girl. You're throwing out Backstreet Boy lyrics now?
It wasn't
a little close.
It wasn't intentional, but yeah.
I feel you. Hey, Justin.
Hello, what's up? We have three parents in the building and one who's freezing her eggs.
Yes.
And I stumbled upon an article where it talks about terms and phrases parents come up with while dealing with your children.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought I could quiz you guys to see what you guys think about these and if you guys know them or use them.
Okay.
So these are like
parent.
These are hip parent quotes.
Yeah, they're new.
And phrases.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
All right. So number one is mom bun.
Mom bun?
Mom bun.
Mom bun.
Mom bun. Are we guessing?
Go ahead, Kelly.
Yes. Sure.
It's when you just throw your hair up and real sloppy ponytail, like you just stick it in it and go.
Yes, 100%. Moms don't have time to do their hair, curl it, or brush it in the mirror. You know? They just got to put it up, go, and take the kids to school.
And you know what? That mom bun actually ends up looking pretty cute.
It sure does,
yeah,
doesn't it?
It can.
It's the calculated messy.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Kelly in a mom bun yet, but I have seen Kinsey in one.
I've tried it, and I feel, I'll throw it up. No, that doesn't look right, so I'll take it down. I'll do it again, and then I overthink it. And I just put on the ball cap.
Oh, my wife is known for her mom bun.
She rocks it.
She always rocks that thing.
I'm in yoga classes. All right, next one. Punami.
Poo-nami.
Poo-nami.
Oh,
I'm guessing, JC, I'll let you feel this one.
That's tsunami. That's when your kid just has one of those diaper explosions.
Yes. And it comes up the back.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
It gets everywhere.
Down the legs. Poo-nami.
On you, on the carpet, on the floor.
A poo explosion.
Every parent has dealt with that.
A three-nager.
Yeah.
3-year-old. Yeah. A 3-year-old going on 13.
Doing some sort of birth control for me right now.
Well, the thing is people always say terrible twos, and the twos, everybody,
for you, they
shockingly
were
easy.
Mine were chill.
It's 3 that is the nightmare.
3's when they actually start making up sentences, and they start having opinions, and they let you know.
And then 4...
They start criticizing
They start
you.
Criticizing.
And get around
and then
the house.
4, they go back typically to being little angels again. It's a weird thing about being 3.
Huh.
All right. 5 is a little more difficult again. It's it's on and off, I feel
every
like.
Every year.
Influenced by the kids in kindergarten.
Exactly.
How old is Chloe?
Chloe's 5.
5, okay. And she's got that attitude too, right?
No, I wouldn't say Chloe has an attitude because she's actually... I was telling my wife
she's
yesterday.
Not kindergarten yet,
she's
though,
not kindergarten yet. She did get... She did have to deal with a little bit of bullying in her preschool.
Aww.
But... She's more of an emotional girl.
Oh, okay.
And she knows it, and she knows how to pull my strings because if I say, she'll ask me if I can I have a cupcake, Papa? And I'll say, not right now, honey, it's too much sugar. She will do the whole throwing her hand over her eyes and run off to the other room and throw herself on the couch. As if it's the end of the world.
Damsel in distress.
No. I don't even know where Chloe learned this from. But it gets me every time because then I feel bad. I go in there and I talk to her.
Yeah, probably a cartoon.
Oh, it's like the most dramatic exit ever. And then it continues until I walk in. And I watch her. And I can see her peeking out to see if I'm looking to see what she's doing.
Because
she'll stop the crying and she'll peek out.
You should go get her one of those little... play trophies, and every time she does a performance like that, award her the trophy.
Yeah.
That'd be cute.
I mean, she's good.
For her, best actress goes to.
Yeah.
Mombi.
What?
Mombi.
Mombi?
Mom who's like just on fumes, just going through the motions like a zombie.
No sleep mom.
Yes. Oh, mom zombie.
Yeah.
So tired, Mombi. Exhausted, Mombi.
That's basically every mom.
Going to bed early.
Going to bed early?
Yeah.
Is that what it means?
No. Laundry.
Oh.
The code words.
Oh, I just went to bed.
Hard. You want to go to bed early?
No, yeah, you want to go to early? Okay, I got you.
Gotta tell the kids, going to bed early.
This is so nice.
Mommy and Daddy are going to bed early.
Yeah. Snooze.
Velcro baby.
Oh,
yeah.
I bet it's stage 5 clinger.
Yeah. 100%, Jenna. That baby.
Pull them off.
Yes, that baby will not let go of you.
Didn't Emma Kelly
need some independence?
Emma Kelly used to dig her face in Kelly's butt.
Whenever we walk into a room, and it doesn't matter if she knew you her whole life or not, she would plant her face in my butt and wouldn't move.
Full on butt face.
And we'd be there for birthday parties that are only 2 hours long. For the first hour, she's in my butt, you know, and then I finally pry her off of me, Velcro baby.
Yeah.
And then she's having a blast. It's time to go now, Emma Kelly. Ah! The same pattern. Rinse, lather, repeat.
I told you the first time my feelings were ever hurt by a little kid, it was Emma Kelly.
Yeah.
I know. I'm so sorry. I don't know what that was just her deal.
Yeah. One time I dressed up as a monkey for her birthday.
She had a monkey themed party, and she loves JC.
Yeah, she
did.
Does.
She loved JC.
She thought we were getting married. And I did this.
That's what happened.
I did this when I was clubbing JC.
Yeah,
I was going out with Al to like 2-3 in the morning, and then we were after partying to like 4.
Turn up.
And I showed up that morning, hungover, in my monkey costume. And Emma Kelly would not give me the time of day. In fact, she started screaming and crying.
She broke up with you?
She was a butt.
Oh, my God.
She was
like a teenager.
Oh, yeah. She embarrassed me so many times.
Some people have Velcro dogs. Like, those dogs will follow you into the bathroom,
yep,
into the kitchen, will never leave your side.
Because you're the pack leader.
Yeah, I guess so.
You're the alpha dog.
Yeah.
Usually, that's how my chihuahua is with my wife.
Yeah. Always by the side.
Yeah.
I see this a lot happening at the Starbucks, airports.
iParenting, like parenting through a device of some sort, like the iPad? Monitoring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Giving your child the phone or the iPad to keep them occupied they're quiet.
Oh, okay.
That would be like iSitting.
I see, okay.
Mm-hmm. iSitting, yeah, definitely.
I love seeing I'll see like the pregnant couple, and they'll be sitting at a restaurant, and they'll notice the kids on the iPads, and you hear the conversation, like, we are not going to be that parent. Mm-mm. We're not going to let our kids... I want to catch them like 6 months later.
Yeah.
Maybe a year later.
It's so interesting, too, because kids will be like, can I play with your phone? Play with your phone.
Yeah.
Like, they just know that that's the device to play
with. No, that's my secret. Have no gaming apps on your phone.
Take them off, yeah.
Yeah.
There's nothing on the phone. My kids never ask for my phone because there is nothing on there for them to play.
That's how mine is. They'll go on Snapchat if all else fails, but that's fine.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing to go. But nothing wrong if you let your kids do the iPad and the phone. Trust.
Well, I just have to have, you know.
We get it.
You know.
Balance is fine.
Balance, yeah.
I swear, I saw a 2-year-old change the brightness settings on a phone once, and I was
isn't that crazy?
What's happening?
Here's the thing. I mean, just a side note, they say that's really detrimental to a child's brain development because they're not supposed, it's like shuts down other parts of their brain.
Yeah.
And it affects them. You know, you're like, oh, my kid's a whiz on an iPad, and she's 4 or 5 years old. They said in second and third grade, those parts of the brain that they're supposed to be developing at that age, that's when it starts to show up. So really, you do need to do some research before you just, you know, think your kid's so brilliant on a laptop that
and let them interact.
It's not necessarily.
I mean, what if they're playing games or, you know, not games, but what if they're doing word games and vocabulary
that's
something
fine.
About, and things like
it's,
that?
It's something about the skills that they develop. I don't have any article on
it. So it doesn't matter what it is, no matter what kind of educational tool, it's
they
not
need to be
good
out,
on
they
the
talking,
need to be out playing, tumbling, and interacting.
Yeah, kick the
talking
kick the
to
can.
You.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's also interesting. We didn't grow up with iPads or iPhones, so we
think about what we had to do in school, and they say it's better for learning. You had to actually like go
play
through a dictionary and look up a word and its definition, and they say that actually like assigns to your memory better because the more effort you put in to learn something, you register it longer.
Yeah.
Now you can Google something, and you might have to Google it again in a couple days because you didn't remember the answer, if that makes sense.
But that's where we're at.
Because it's
that's
so quick.
How,
it's
that's
so,
how it is at work.
Yeah. The argument is, we have the technology. Why learn it now? I don't know.
I mean, honestly, now we should be learning about doing our taxes and applying for jobs at school.
Why? Yes, that would building help up a your credit.
That, building the credit. That's
right
what
now.
Would help us a little
what
bit
else?
More with the
Niplash.
Future.
Who what? Knows what Niplash is?
Niplash?
No,
I'm hair there.
Is that when you're...
Oh,
hair there? It just hurts, right?
Close, JC.
nipple pain?
Yes, close to that. It's whenever a breastfeeding baby twists their head without letting go of the spigot.
Ow!
Oh. The spigot?
The spigot?
Whatever.
Oh. Niplash.
Still holding on.
That makes mine hurt just that discussion.
Niplash.
And I guess it's tough to keep breastfeeding for a long... I think most women will probably stop around when the teeth come in.
Yeah, I asked my mom when she slept with me. She goes, when you started biting.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. But there's ladies that can hold
breastfeeding
off until...
Breastfeeding with teeth?
Yeah, there's
that
ladies, that,
too, yeah.
There's ladies
too
that have like 2-3-year-olds that are still breastfeeding.
Didn't
older
you
than
see
that.
It?
You see him on the news.
Didn't you see that 60 Minutes? There was that family. She was still breastfeeding. The kid was 12.
He just shows up to the mom.
And they were like little musical geniuses.
It's got all the nutrients you need. That's the most nutritious thing you can have.
Hashtag let go of the nip of the spigot.
That is too old. Too old, y'all.
All right.
Beige hey, Mom, I'm home for dinner.
Turn on
just
the
got done with football practice. Johnny comes over.
Start getting razor burn. Razor rash on her.
Hey, Mom, could John come over for dinner?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
You're asking for it. You're too old.
Serve him the right one, Mom. I'll take the left today.
Okay, keep going.
Okay. A beige rainbow.
Beige rainbow.
Well, a rainbow baby, I know what a rainbow baby is.
Beige rainbow.
A beige rainbow is a mixed race baby?
No, this actually has to do with the plate culinary food, the culinary aspect of feeding your child. Because you want rainbows. You want red, green, you want a colorful plate.
Okay.
Right?
Beige
but parents, yeah, but parents don't have the time to cut the vegetables, so they'll just throw some chicken and some french fries and all colors of beige. Not very healthy looking, but it's beige. The beige rainbow.
Chicken nuggets.
Oh, okay.
All day.
Never heard that.
Tater tots.
Mm-hmm. 100%. The mom spa.
The mom spa.
Close, Kelly.
Sitting on the toilet for a minute so you can have peace and quiet.
You could say the bathroom. Other moms would say opening up the dishwasher. Because
steam.
That steam comes
I love
in
that. I love steam in my face.
And you know, moms are constantly washing baby bottles and dishes and stuff.
See that.
I love a good steam from the dishwasher.
Okay, and then deja poo.
Deja poo. That has to do with the bathroom.
You mean right after you change the diaper, they poop again?
Yeah, definitely.
Really?
Yes, yeah, definitely. You're like, I feel like I've changed this diaper
Didn't
already.
Did we just do this?
Didn't we do this? Deja poo.
I was just guessing. Oh, good.
Well, that was my list.
That's cute. What made you, childless young man, want to do this?
Are you deaf baby fever?
No. Well, you know what I do, like, for the show sometimes? It's like, what are we going to talk about? Let's look at the internet and see what's trending. And I found this article.
Cool.
And we're a family-friendly show, so.
You know what?
You put two
I thought maybe
together.
You had news.
No.
You know nothing?
Yeah, that would be so sweet.
Wait, I could donate.
To Justin, yeah.
You could.
I had to sign all these forms yesterday,
Not
by
donate,
the way.
Donate, sell.
Yeah, I had to sign.
Donate.
Donate, yeah.
Yes.
I'd be happy to.
Give
I had to
me
sign
your
all
eggs.
These forms. You have to decide what you want to do, and I'm alone, so I can leave them to a partner.
Uh-huh.
We just started dating. A sibling, they say a lot of women leave it to a sister if they don't have a partner. But I don't have that, you know. I mean, I have a younger half-sister, but I'm not.
So if you give Justin a Jenna egg, that would be your... Your DNA.
Him or his partner.
So it would be your babies.
We have a baby.
Mm-hmm. Do you want me to donate?
A show baby.
Yes.
We've been trying to have a show baby for years.
Yeah.
I want nothing to do with it. No.
Kelly, what? Earlier in the show, in fact, when we first came on the air, you said that you were leaving it up to your daughter today. She had a little bit of a sore throat. And you were leaving it up to her to make a decision on whether she went to school today or not.
Yes.
So.
I texted her.
Yes.
You going to school today?
Uh-huh.
She said, yes.
Oh, wow.
She is your daughter.
Very mature.
Where are you going, Emma Kelly?
Friends. She can't be without seeing her friends.
She was probably looking at the time. She's like, oh, they're going to do math at this time. Got to be there.
Yeah. Mm.
Long algebra.
She doesn't like missing school, right? She's goody-goody.
Well, she's missed before when she wasn't feeling well, but then she was so bored, and she does miss her friends. She's very social. She has this little cluster of friends.
She's got a squad.
Just like you.
Yeah.
You know, you got your moms that you go and hang out with and have lunch with. So she's got a little girlfriend group.
A couple boys in there, too.
Uh-huh. Big Al, would you like one of Jenna's babies?
No, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good. One of her eggs, you mean?
Yeah.
I'm good, though.
How many eggs do you think I'm going to get?
I'm thinking you're going to drop about 30.
Dang. That's a lot.
Is it a lot?
Is that normal?
I don't know.
No.
I'm just guessing.
I barely had any.
I haven't researched.
After all that.
I'm guessing 30.
I ask them how many they think, because I have healthy fertility in there right now. So they say they aim for 10 to 20.
Okay.
But it could be anywhere from 10 to 30.
What's the world record?
Well, some doctors will do too many.
Yeah.
It's very painful if you have too many in there towards the end. So we'll see. But yeah, you guys want to take some bets.
Okay, I'll go down.
Sure. I'm going to do Baker's Dozen.
12?
13.
That's a big
That's my lucky number.
Yeah. I'll go 15.
Yeah.
I'll go half.
I'm just telling you, I think I'm going to have more than that.
I'm going to say 25.
Oh, well. Ooh, well, that's
25.
Yeah. And they say it takes like 5 to 10 to assuredly have one baby. I'll say 17. I think you're going to be pretty fertile there.
17. How many kids would you want, though?
Two.
Just two? And if cut it?
One or two, yeah.
Dose.
Oh. Hey, dose.
Yeah.
Dose.
It's a very interesting conversation to have with a guy you've been dating for 6-7 weeks.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Jenna, we just got a text message.
Okay.
Because you're going to get the eggs, you know, freezing. And you maybe offered one to Justin.
Yeah, I appreciate the support.
But this text makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Jenna, probably not a great idea to give Justin one of your eggs because Justin's going to come after you for child support because he broke.
Yeah, right.
That could end up happening, yeah.
Hadn't thought about that part.
I know, a little bit of me was kidding, obviously. But it's so funny when you talk to friends about it and they think their reaction when I tell them I would donate them.
Right.
You know, because I'm not married and I don't know who I would leave them to. And you can destroy them. You have to sign off on that, right? So you destroy them or you will them to someone. Or you can say donate to science or donate to strangers that are unable to get pregnant or can't produce eggs.
Exactly.
And I say that and my friends are like, you're crazy. Well, they say donate. I mean, I do think that there's some other people are paying for them.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't think I'm getting that money.
It's the doctors donate. and the services.
I mean, they pay you for blood and at some places. They'll pay you for plasma and whatnot. So I just didn't know if that
was a thing. Do you know what's so fascinating? Can I tell you this real quick? Because I think you'll be very fascinated by it. There's, you know, labs like this. You know, I'm doing one fertility clinic, but some of the ones I heard in L.A., you know, when women, let's say it's a woman like me who wants to have a child, doesn't have a partner, can produce eggs, but wants to find the sperm, they go through a bank of people and you can see baby photos of the man and you can see handwriting samples. But some of the fertility clinics have men, they say what celebrity they look like now at their current age, and they have audio so you can hear their voices.
Whoa.
And, you know, how they did in school and all sorts of information on someone like that. But you can put headphones on and listen to a voice recording.
So you can pick out, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Because, I mean, yeah, tone of voice and I don't know.
And genetics do have everything to do with it because I didn't meet my biological father until I was 23 years old. But the similarities that we have and even talking about growing up and the little mannerisms we picked up.
Tone of voice, mannerisms, all of that.
Yeah, yeah. It's very. We had very similar when even school wise grades, sports.
It's kind of like sperm bumble.
It is
sperm bumble.
Yeah. And same with my mom. When my mom met her real mom, they had all these. Even having kids at 18.
Yeah.
They both were in the same boat when it came to that.
It is fascinating stuff. I think it's cool. So yeah.
Yeah, it really is.
We'll see how it goes for me.
And we were talking about breastfeeding, and we had a text here from a. Gentleman who said, I just want to let you guys know what a boss my wife is.
Okay.
2-year-old ripped some of it off.
Oh, yeah.
But she knows that that's best for our child, and she has continued to do so, even after that accident.
Wow.
My wife is a boss.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No more privileges.
Yeah, so many girls will be like, nope, that hurt too much.
Yeah.
Done. Not down. She kept it going.
Don't break the spigot.
Like a boss right there. Speaking of... Jenna donating eggs and stuff.
Yeah.
Did you hear about the world's most popular donor, man donor?
No.
Oh, you mean one that is just has a ton of kids out there?
Yeah, his name's Kyle Gordy. He's 27 years old. He's fathered 18 children across the United States over the last 4 years. That's when his career started.
I thought these were supposed to be more anonymous than they are. Like,
well, for banks, yes, but he does not work with a bank. He is
he's selling his own.
He's not even selling that. He's not allowed to. He just provides his services and he throws it out there. And he says he has 5 more on the way, but he started realizing that he fears that his offspring could one day come into contact with each other and maybe fall in love. So he wanted to start a Facebook page with all the mothers that he's helped so that they could keep in touch and keep posting pictures of their kids so they know, hey,
don't go there.
Don't let this one date this one.
Personally inseminating.
He does offer that service. Yeah. He does artificial as well. Mm. It's all dependent on the woman and what she would like to do.
He does not get paid.
Does not get paid because that would make it illegal. But since he's just providing the service for free,
why
just to help them.
Mission.
He says he was not having much luck in relationships. And so he thought this was another way to go about things. So So that's when he started. When
I
he was
question the mental state of this man before I let him.
Right.
He start. He did an interview.
Half of my child. Yeah.
Yeah. He was getting his master's when he decided to start doing this. He says he does come from a good family. His father is a lawyer. His mother's a programmer. He got extremely good grades. He has a high IQ. So he has everything that women are looking for when it comes to having a child.
How many kids does he have?
Except for social skills. He said he couldn't get a woman.
Yeah. Relationship-wise, yes. He's helped his clients range from 18 to 42 years old.
18?
He has lots of repeat business.
Whoa.
He does not discriminate based on age. He does make sure that the child will have a good financial life. So the families do need to provide
with
some...
With 18? Really researches that.
Well, an 18-year-old might be married to a 35-year-old that's making good money. I don't know. But he does research that to make sure that the kid is going to be...
I don't think he's putting in the research, you think.
He says he's much better than the banks because if you go to a bank, apparently you might have trouble tracking the offspring of repeat donors. That's according to him.
This is just wrong.
And he says,
wow.
He says,
there's so much gray area. It's fascinating.
Yeah.
But
he said, I don't do drugs. I don't smoke. I don't drink. I don't drink caffeine. I only eat seed-friendly food, wheat, brown rice, fruits, and vegetables.
That's boring.
Yeah. Right now, he says he's attending university. He's still in school. Both of his siblings are engineers, making extremely good money.
I just want to know how many kids he has out there running around.
18.
He has a twin who's a nuclear engineer.
18.
His grandfather's a scientist, so he does have some...
Wow.
So he has some good genes.
All right.
Isn't this a Vince Vaughn movie?
Yeah. I don't remember the name of it. Where all the... He died and then everybody came back to meet him
That might have been what sprung this guy into action. He says in 20 years he wants to have a Father's Day reunion.
Yeah.
Wow. With all his kids.
Happy Father's Day.
And he posts pictures of the pregnancy test and boasts about first time. First time taker.
Mm. Well, that's all right, nice. Homeboy.
He is deemed the world's most popular donor, though. His name's Kyle Gordy.
Well, 18 kids, the Duggars have more than that.
Yeah, and shame on him for not creating a business model out of that for himself. You know,
that's money?
A bad businessman. I wouldn't like to procreate with him because he's not that smart.
He says he doesn't want to make money off of it because, again, that's against the law. So he can't.
It's all about his ego.
Yeah, I think he just...
We could set up a 501, charity and
donate for the kids,
monetize it in some type of way.
Yeah, but I guess the families are already set. These kids already have their mom and dad, and their mom and dad have jobs and they have good money. I think he's just doing it.
Assuming a lot.
No, that's what the article says.
I don't know. I have a hard time with this one. I don't think an intelligent couple would look at this guy as a good donor. There's just something wrong about it
because he has so many out there.
Off.
Well, what's the difference between this guy and a Joe Schmo that goes to the bank?
It's just off.
I don't know. All the doctors involved?
Yeah. And the screening and all that.
Yeah.
Just this guy, he has no connection with women.
Where's
so he's
he advertising?
Doing this
he's like on Craigslist.
Yeah.
Facebook mostly.
No, I'm not a fan.
Yeah. Well, at least he's not
he's
taking
on eBay,
money.
Yeah.
eBay. Speaking of having kids, have you ever tried to get your parents not to visit you?
No.
If you're in college,
you just don't
want your parents to visit you?
Yeah.
Would you ever go this far? I guess this would go. Yeah, this man, we're going to go ahead and give you a little tidbit.
It's time for Tidbit News.
A student calls in a hoax bomb threat on a French EasyJet flight to stop his parents from visiting him.
Oh my.
23-year-old dude was arrested by police. He could face 5 years in prison for this solely because he just didn't want mom and dad to come visit him.
Wow.
That's not good, dude.
He must have been up to something.
I've seen him sick or busy in college, I think.
Just don't answer the door, you know?
Yeah, like, what were you doing to where you
need to do that?
Need to do that. And stop all those other people from traveling.
A little bit extreme. I got one, too. You want one?
Yeah. You got one for me?
Yeah. You know the Sweetheart Candy Company that makes the little Valentine's?
Yeah, the messages on them?
Yes.
They're not making those this year.
Why?
Apparently they went out of business this past year. Someone else bought the company.
Yeah.
And they're going to do them next year. But this year, I
didn't have time with the turnover to mass produce that many candy hearts.
I've never seen this not a thing on Valentine's Day.
I know.
Day. All my life.
So if you see any candy hearts on the shelves, that must be the stock from last year. And they're just pulling it out and trying to sell it now. So.
Yeah, all the little hearts that say, be mine, be my Valentine, love you, all that kind of stuff on them.
Honestly, I like the stale ones a little bit better because they're easier to chew.
Well, those will probably be the only ones
ones we're going to get. Yeah, that's... Part of Valentine's.
It's part of Valentine's.
Day.
Yeah.
You have to have
They'll
those.
Have them next year, but this year they weren't able to produce them fast enough.
That's a bad business move, right there.
The smarter thing to do was to produce what they could, and that way they'd be higher in demand.
Yeah,
and there'd be this frenzy for it, right?
Yeah, you would think so. Yeah, do as many as you can, even if you don't have enough,
and then put maybe a premium on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah, that sucks. I just ruined my Valentine's Day. That's what I was going to go buy my wife just those candies, and that's it.
Well, that was a big part of our first Valentine with Ian Allen because he put hundreds of them out all over the place, and he flipped every one of them message side up, which took so much time.
I remember in school you would find the one that says, be mine, or I like you a lot, and then you find your crush, and you made sure she got that one, or he got that one.
Yeah.
Make sure that they got the message.
It's huge, man.
It's going to stop that. Oh, thanks for sharing that, Al.
Yeah, you got it.
I have a question real quick, though.
You know what?
We have a couple minutes, but so I grounded my son because he did something.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife and I got in a little bit of a fight over this, or not a fight, but an argument, because she thought I was too tough.
How long did you ground him for?
A month.
A month, wow.
Oh,
I grounded him for a month. He's in school. He learned a word at school, and he wrote it.
Mm.
And he left it at school, and his teacher found it. And it's a word that we don't use.
He's writing
at
a
home
to another kid or something.
Yeah, I think he was just messing around with his buddy, but it was found by his teacher.
Gotcha.
And it's a bad word, and it's a word that I didn't even know he knew, and he spelled it correctly.
Well, that's good.
No, it's not good. So it's almost like you get a little bit of shame as a parent because now the teacher's going to automatically maybe assume that I'm who it came from, you know?
A bad kid.
Yeah. And I know teachers are good enough to know that it could come from the playground or whatever, but he finally told me it was from a buddy. He learned it. He didn't even know what the word meant and everything. But I wanted to prove a point, so I grounded him for a month.
Mm-hmm.
My wife said I was too tough.
Mm-hmm.
And in the moment, I didn't feel like I was too tough. But it's been 2 weeks now. As the days moved forward, I realized maybe it was too tough.
You're halfway there. Don't go back on it.
I was halfway there.
You can't change it now.
You can't go back, man.
So
then he'll know you're
what
soft.
Do we do? So I was looking. Exactly. I don't want him to think that I'm soft and that he could get off easy here and there. So what I did is I created a probation system. Based on him sleeping in bed, I told him good behavior is going to get you out of being grounded.
Oh, so I get out of prison early.
Yeah. So I let him off being grounded early yesterday. I said, you're out because you slept in your bed now 5 days, which is a big deal. And if you go back to sleeping in my bed, you're going to go back to being grounded for the month. Is that a good way to go about it? Because there were some parents that I was talking to, and they said, you're screwing up. You're letting them off too easy.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife was saying I was too tough.
Sometimes a parent, you know, messes up and has to apologize and explain.
Yeah.
You know? You do things in the heat of the moment.
I didn't apologize for grounding him, but I did. I found a way to get him out of it.
Yeah. That's good.
You say things when you're really angry in the heat of the moment. I'm not gonna berate you for that one.
Right.
There's so many other parenting decisions you make that I could berate.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.